KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some light snow flurries, and 24 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 0.3 of an inch of snowfall over the past 24 hours here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Roads in the listening area are mostly covered with ice this morning, especially look out for the icy bridges. According to the Iowa DOT's website at 511ia.org, the only roads that are in fairly normal shape is a section of Interstate 80 near the 680 split and a portion of I-29 as well. Otherwise, all the other roadways are slick this morning, so do give yourself plenty of travel time. In Western Iowa news, police in Council Bluffs say they're looking for two men suspected in the attempted murder Sunday of 36-year-old Thomas M. Campbell of Council Bluffs. Sergeant Dave Dawson with the Council Bluffs Police Department said Campbell was shot in an apartment at 817 2nd Avenue at around 8:20 p.m. Sunday. The man suffered a single gunshot wound to the chest. He was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha, where he was listed to be in critical but stable condition. Dawson said an investigation into the shooting determined two black men in their 30s arrived at Campbell's apartment and attempted a home invasion. One of the suspects wore a ski mask, a light gray sweatshirt, jeans, and black gloves. A more detailed description of the second suspect is not available. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. News time is 7:08.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
When you're in a hurry, or even when you're not for that matter, standing in line or waiting for your prescription can be frustrating. But if you choose Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you'll get the level of service you're looking for. Maybe you need your prescription filled in 10 minutes or you have questions for the pharmacist. All of our pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer questions you may have. Fast prescription service. I sure like the sound of that. When you're in a hurry and need a prescription, let us take care of you. This is Matt. Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says an investigation into an alleged domestic altercation in Red Oak led to the arrest Sunday afternoon of 30-year-old Michelle Renee Shuffler of Red Oak. Officials say they received a 911 call about the incident at a residence in the 1000 block of Miller Avenue at around 1:40 p.m. Shuffler was subsequently taken into custody on one count of domestic assault and one count of simple assault. She was being held in the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $300 bond. The town of Adair fired its police chief last fall because he lacked a valid firearms certificate and had been eavesdropping on the city clerk. The Des Moines Register reports public records reveal why former Chief Robert Kahneman was fired last September. Kahneman was denied unemployment benefits after city officials testified that he let his certifications lapse. Plus, he directed the city's part-time officer, Lieutenant Josephine Weston, to carry a cell phone into the clerk's office and set it down so he could listen to what was said. Kahneman said he was treated unfairly. Weston was also fired after using the city bidding process to buy a police cruiser for her own use without paying sales tax. The sheriff handled police calls in Adair until a full-time officer was hired in November. A Cass County sheriff's deputy has claimed the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau Award for outstanding performance as a drug recognition expert.
Drug recognition expert is the training to help identify drivers that are impaired by drugs other than alcohol. I do the evaluations to help determine drug impairment, and I was the most active DRE in the Southwest Iowa region.
That's Deputy Ben Bartholomew, a more than five-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department, who won the award for the second consecutive year in a row. Bart, as he's known, received a certificate along with recognition at an event held last Wednesday in Altoona. Bartholomew performed 27 evaluations last year on drivers suspected of being impaired. While he normally works at night, his fellow deputies and other law enforcement officers can call on his expertise anytime it's needed.
You know, when you're dealing with the drug-impaired, it's not necessarily exclusive to nights because, you know, we deal with a lot of people who abuse prescription drugs and a lot of other drugs, and drug use is not necessarily as much of a, it can be, but it isn't as much of a party situation like alcohol can be, you know, Friday, Saturday night type thing, whereas, you know, there's a lot of addicts out there who use at all times of the day, and are putting people at risk at all different times of the day by driving. I happen to get more because I work at night, but it is something that we can see definitely at about any time of the day.
Bard says of all the DREs are well trained in multiple techniques to identify and test for impaired drivers.
Obviously, that they don't know that they're giving off, whether it be something we observe on their face and their eyes and their mouth. There's certain tests that can be conducted along with the standard field sobriety tests. There's also some other tests that be conducted.
A couple of months ago, an A-Ride, or Advanced Roadside Impairment Detection Enforcement class, was held here in Atlantic to help area law enforcement officers identify potentially impaired drivers before they call a DRE.
I take them and do a further evaluation, helps determine exactly which drug categories are currently impairing them at that point.
Bartholomew says there are no specific age groups or genders of people he typically identifies as driving while impaired by drugs.
When you're dealing with drug impairment, you're dealing with early teens all the way up into people who are, quite old. There's sometimes you can see certain drugs more in certain age groups than others, but the overall drug impairment, it's any age group.
And he says that people need to understand the DREs are not there to pick on impaired drivers.
But to make sure that they're not going to injure themselves or somebody else while on the road, we feel that it's important to get these drivers off the road prior to an accident or prior to an injury.
KJAN News Time is 7:13.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
Pardon our mess, but we're getting close. This is Josh from Rex Pharmacy. Work is progressing, and much of the work is complete. The pharmacy is now functioning fully in its new location, and cellular is back where it belongs. There's still more to do, and we appreciate your patience, but we're excited about all the improvements we're bringing, all in order to serve you better. In the meantime, we'd love to have you stop by, because the one thing that won't change is our service to you. At Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. You can watch our progress on Facebook.
In the funeral announcements, Grover M. Davis, age 86, of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Grover Davis will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Wayne Wheatley, age 69, a lifelong resident of the Marnie and Walnut areas, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Wayne Wheatley will be this morning at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Gervais Nettie Bintz, age 83, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Gervais Bintz will be today at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Gaylord McCall, age 70, of Orient, died Saturday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Gaylord McCall will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. A luncheon will follow the service at the church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Sam Weigel, age 66, of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Sam Weigel will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Alice M. Conrad, age 58, of Harlan, died Saturday. No services are currently planned for Alice Conrad. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family. And Carol Haida, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Carol Haida are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.